The title of my message this morning is Released. Released. Say that with me. Released. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says in Luke chapter 13 and verse 16, this passage of Scripture, it says, "This dear woman, a daughter of Abraham, has been held in bondage by Satan for 18 years. Isn't it right?" I love this. "Isn't it right that she be released?" Even on the Sabbath. Now, they attacked Jesus because he healed her on the Sabbath. And he's just trying to tell them, I don't care what day it is, this woman has a right to be released from her bondage. They were bound up in their days. You know, Jesus taught us that every day is holy. Amen. One day is not more holy than the other. But the point he was trying to make is this woman had a right to be released. And I want us to look at that this morning, because there are some of you that the enemy has attacked and attached things to you that you need to be free from. And God is trying to tell you through his word, you have a right to be released. Let's pray. Father, we love you so much and we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the anointing we have experienced in this service. We thank you for speaking to us, Lord, through a prophetic word. We thank you, God, for being here with us. And we just pray, Lord, that you speak to us through this message today for just a moment. Give us ears to hear the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I love the picture when Jesus saw this woman who was bent double for 18 years. 18 years. All bent over, crippled. And you know he was moved with compassion when he saw her. And the word says she was bound by the devil. This was a work of the devil. Amen? Now, it's important that you see this. The Bible says Satan comes to kill and to steal and to destroy. He's your enemy. He hates you. He hates the people of God. He hates all of God's creation. He hates everybody on the planet. He's a killer. He steals. He robs. He wrecks. He destroys. He ruins. And he has no good intentions for you. That's why we try to tell people, don't play with the devil. Don't make deals with the devil. Don't compromise with the things of the world. Stay away. That's why the Bible says, flee the very appearance of evil. Get away from it because of the harm that it does. So what you need to see here is there are times when you are attacked and it is the work of the devil. There are times when you get sick and it's a work of the devil. It's a work of the enemy. Did you know you can be attacked for the sake of righteousness? Sometimes people think, well, you know, I've got lots of problems in my life, or the devil's coming after me. I must be doing something wrong. You might be doing something right. And you have become a target, and you are being attacked by the enemy, maybe even for the sake of righteousness. And the enemy is attacking you. It's coming from the devil. What I want you to understand is God is not trying to hurt you. God is for you. It's the enemy, it's the devil that's after you, not God. There is no scripture in the Bible that says God bound somebody for 18 years. God don't do that. He's a good God. And good things come from him. Now, sometimes we get in trouble because we open the door to the devil. Amen? Sometimes we do dumb things and we make mistakes and we make wrong decisions and wrong turns and we open a door in our life. And it's always good to search and be sure you don't have any open doors that are open to the attack of the enemy. Amen? So sometimes that happens, but sometimes he just attacks you And it may, like I said, it may be because you're just being done something right. But don't be blaming God for it. The Word of God, Jesus said in the Word of God, if you as earthly children know how to give, if you as earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your Father in heaven know how to give good gifts? Now, he's making a powerful point that we sometimes miss because people are all the time, well, it's the will of God. You know, I'm sick, it's God's will. Have you heard that? I don't know where you get that from. God's not the author of sickness. God's not making you sick. How many of you, well, let me ask a question. How many of you earthly parents, if your children disobeyed, would you make them sick? Is there one parent in this room that would give their kids cancer because they got out of line or something? Well, if you as earthly parents know how to give good gifts to your children, if you as an earthly parent would never ever do something like that, what makes us think God would? Where do we get this thinking that God's up there throwing bad stuff on you? The Bible said God is for you. Say, God is for me. Say, God is for me. And if God is for you, who can be against you? It just means God is on your side. He's a good God and he's on your side. But there's a bad devil out there. There's a bad devil out there, and he bound this woman. So you need to identify what's happening in your life, where it's coming from and why. But don't put it on God. The next thing I want you to see is this woman was a daughter of Abraham. And that's why Jesus said, isn't it right? Isn't it right that this woman be set free? She was a daughter of Abraham. Wow. Now, I'm going to tell you what that means. That means she had rights because she was in a covenant relationship. I'll say that again. It meant that she had rights in the kingdom because she was in a covenant relationship with God. You are in a, every one of you here that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, you have entered into a covenant relationship with God. You are in a covenant relationship. You are under the blood covenant with God. And because you are in that covenant relationship with God, you have rights. Let me show you. Let's look at a verse this morning, Galatians chapter 3, and let's look at this verse together. And it's Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. In the kingdom of God, there's not Russians and Chinese and Americans and Jews and Gentiles and this group and that group. It don't exist. Amen. There's neither slave nor free. It don't matter whether you're employed or whether you are the employer. It doesn't matter your station in life. Doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, where you are, where you live, what you have, what you drive. It don't matter your station in life. God don't see that. Amen? There's neither male nor female. All this talk about who's what and who's gender and whether men are superior or women are superior in the kingdom of God, it don't exist. Amen. That God loves us all and he sees us the same, for you are all one in Christ. Now, this is what I want you to see. And if you are Christ, how many of you are born again? Amen. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring. You are Abraham's children. You are Abraham's sons and daughters. And if you are Abraham's sons and daughters, you are heirs according to the promise. Amen. Wow. That is so good. as children of Abraham, and that would be you. Why? Because you've been grafted in. You've been brought in. You've been made sons of Abraham because you believe. And as sons and daughters of Abraham, you are heirs to the promise. This, Jesus said, she's a daughter of Abraham. She has covenant rights. I made promises to Abraham and to his seed. And she is in that household. And now he's saying, you are too. You have rights, covenant rights. They all became sons of Abraham and became heir to the blessings of Abraham. Deuteronomy 28 gives us some of those blessings. Listen to them. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to fall before your face. The Lord shall command blessings upon you in all of your storehouses. And all the people of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord. He said in Deuteronomy 28, the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground. He said, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, and the heaven will give the rain unto thy land in the season, and he will bless all the work of your hand. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above and shall not be beneath. And your enemies shall flee from you seven ways. Those are the blessings. Moses spoke the blessings of Abraham over the children of Israel. That's just some of them, not all of them. But he said, the seed shall be blessed. Not only did he say the seed shall be blessed, he said the seed shall be a blessing. How many of you know you're supposed to be a blessing? Amen? The Bible says the seed of Abraham is a blessing to the nations. Amen? That's what we're doing when we support Grace International and we send mission teams out and we help reach out to the world. You're being a blessing. You're the seed of Abraham. You're being a blessing to the nations. So God wants you to be blessed. He wants to bless you. He promised blessings. You have rights. But he also wants you to be a blessing to other people. The other thing I want you to see, she's bound up, the devil's all over, he's eating her lunch. She has been fighting this for 18 years and has not been able to be free from it or be victorious from it. A lot of people would look at this bent over little woman and think she had lost the battle. She was totally defeated. She wasn't a winner. She wasn't above. She was beneath. She wasn't walking in those blessings. She wasn't walking in faith. She wasn't walking in power. She was totally defeated. But Jesus said, listen to this, Jesus said she's a daughter of Abraham. And what struck me about that is after all she had gone through, 18 years of the devil raking her over the coals, 18 years of total defeat, I want you to see this. She was still a daughter. Hallelujah. She was still, in the eyes of God, she was still a daughter. Folks, God don't throw you away. God won't abandon you. He loves you. And no matter, some of you that have been through it and you hear the enemy tell you, God can't use me anymore. I made too many mistakes. God doesn't love me anymore. How could God still love me? You're still a son. You're still a daughter in the kingdom. You're still a child of the covenant. You're still a child of God. Amen? Amen. So be encouraged by that, that God hasn't given up on you. And God won't give up on you. And lastly, and this is my favorite one, you can tell from reading these passages, Jesus was not comfortable with this woman's position. And this, I love this. It bothered him. Oh, you just need to let that sink into your spirit just a minute. If you get a hold of that, it bothered him. He looked at this woman bound by the devil, all bent over, and he didn't like it one bit. And he didn't care if it was the Sabbath. He didn't care when it was, what it was. It bothered him. It wasn't right. She had rights. She was a daughter of Abraham. And it didn't sit well with him. And that's when he said, isn't it her right to be released? loosed. And that's what I came to do. You know what Jesus said? I came to destroy the works of the devil. We'll say that again. Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. God wants his children released. God wants his children free. We don't have to walk around bound by the works and strategies and schemes and plans of the devil. We can be free. You can be free from affliction. You can be free from adversity. You can be free from depression. You can be free from fear. You can be free from pornography. You can be free from addictions. You can be free from substance abuse. You can be free from the vile, wretched things of this world. He came to set you free. That's the power of the gospel to destroy the works of the devil. You just don't have to live that way. We don't have to live that way. There's power in the gospel. Either the gospel, the Bible says it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen? Amen. How many of you know the blood of Jesus washed away all your sins? How many of you know the blood of Jesus cleansed you and make you whole? How many of you know the blood of Jesus made you a child of God? How many of you know the blood of Jesus made a reservation for you in glory? The blood of Jesus did it all. Well, the blood of Jesus is also powerful enough to set you free and change your life. You don't have to keep living and walking where you've been walking. You can now walk in a new place. You can walk above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You can see your enemy flee seven ways. You can walk in the blessings of Abraham. You can walk in the blessings that God has appropriated for you. He's a good God, and he wants to bless you. He wants to bless you. I want us to stand together. Yeah.